We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
I've cautioned Clemson fans this week, AJ, because literally nobody's talking about this game. It's almost right. As though, and I don't mean this as an offense to you or BC, it's almost like Clemson's on a bye week in terms of the right. attention that is being paid to this game. Now, I know that's not how Dabo Swinney feels, but I've seen now a number of times in college football especially where, like, the team plays as a reflection of what they're seeing, the excitement on social media, etc. It's dead. I'm Tennessee coming as the upsets are the games that are ultimately the ones that become upsets. So if BC were to shock the world as, what, a 20.5, 21-point underdog, how do they pull that off?
Yep. They've got to limit turnovers. They can't do stupid things. You know, last week they won – even though, and I'm sure Clemson fans have seen the replay of it, of Djokovic getting spun around and throwing the ball about 40 yards behind him that was then covered up by Louisville at like the 10-yard line. One of the most stupid plays I've ever seen out of anyone. It was so bad. But they did have three turnovers just like that, and they had 13 penalties last week. They play like that, they're going to lose. But if they can clean things up, and this, you know, as I said to you during the summer, it's the red bandana game. This is the reason why it's on ABC, I believe. It's a big night game for BC. It honors Wells Crowther, a 9/11 hero who saved 13 people in the World Trade Center. They've been doing it for years now. So there's a lot of BC's been pushing a lot of that this week in terms of, like, this is why it's special. The players know it's special. The recruits know it's special. So they're going to be jazzed up for this. And that's the kind. You're right, Mark. This is the kind of thing. Like, I look at a 20.5 point spread, and am I foolish enough to think BC's going to win? No, but if I was a betting man, I almost want to say that I would say it's almost a lock that they cover it, because I feel like it's going to be, you know, they might catch Clemson napping at first. They might cover it in a late backdoor cover type thing. But I just don't see this being like, I was looking at the last time the red bandana game happened. It was like 2015-16 against Clemson. And Clemson won 56-10, and I think Deshaun Watson was the quarterback back then. I don't see it happening like that this year.
Can you share with me, AJ, what in this game BC wants to do offensively? Like, in what ways do you think they plan to attack Clemson?
I don't know, because it's been a crapshoot based on what BC can do. Like, first four, five games, BC wasn't able to run the ball. So how do they beat Louisville? They run the ball right up their throat and were able to gash them through the ground. What I would say is, you know, they've been able to hit in the years past explosives against Clemson, try to beat them deep, try to get Zay Flowers open to do some things, or Jalen Gill. They're going to be without their starting tight end, it looks like, so that's going to be a big issue. But, you know, don't be surprised if they just try to run the ball and try to slow down DJ and really kind of drag the game out, not make it a track meet. That could be something BC looks at too. Halfley really hasn't really gotten into any of their game plan, obviously, but it's going to be really interesting with that offensive line, what they try to do.
Stylistically, what do you think the defense can do to make DJ uncomfortable?
I think they need to confuse him. And Halfley does a great thing, and we had some really good insight from our staff writer on our site about sim pressure that BC does really well, where they do such a great job of faking out the quarterback into thinking pressure is coming and forcing him to do things that he doesn't normally do. It's one of the things that Halfley has really installed well into BC's defense. I think doing that, but also protecting the edges and really making sure DJ doesn't get to, some big make those, like, limit the explosives from DJ and Will Shipley, I think are going to be important. If they turn it into a track meet, if they struggle with tackling like they did against Florida State, it's going to be a messy game, and BC could fall apart quickly. But if they can tackle, hit, you know, keep gap integrity, things like that, I think that defense could, surprise them with trying to get the field off the field. I mean, BC's only lost to Clemson by six the last 2 years.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.